say, marvellous. I'm not a great fan of royalty and all that sort of stuff, but when I got an invitation to Buckingham Palace, just saying, when I got an invitation to Buckingham Palace, I thought I'd better go. And because you want to see how it all goes on down there, don't you? You know, wander around the grounds, see all the stuff that's there. It was a very interesting occasion. It was great. And if you received an invitation, I hope you would go, have a great time. Because, you know, when the Queen gets in touch, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So in our passage today, Jesus tells a story about a king inviting lots of people to a big banquet do, and they say no. And when Jesus told this story, it would be very clear in the minds of those people who listened to him who the king was, who the people were who refused to go. The king was God. The people who refused or were invited were the Jewish people. The fact that they killed the people who brought the invitation would be the fact that the Jews had mistreated all the prophets who had come bringing God's word to the people. And when the king says, right, if that lot aren't coming, we'll open the door to all and sundry. Anyone can come. That meant that the kingdom of God was now being opened up to the Gentiles. So in people's minds, they'd understand exactly what this passage was all about. And when I've looked at my sermons over the years, that's about where we get up to. And we talk about that a lot. But there's a bit on the end of this parable which is a bit strange, because it talks about somebody who comes in, one of the all and sundry who come to the banquet. The king comes up to him and says, well, you're not wearing the right clothes. You're out on your ear. To the place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's not a nice place. So this is the little bit of the parable that I want us to think about this morning. Not for very long, so blink and you'll miss it. But this is an important part, because you don't find many people talking about this person who's thrown out. Understandably, because truth be told, we don't really know what this is all about. If you listen to Roman Catholic commentators on the Bible, they will say to you, well, this is the difference between faith and deeds. Roman Catholicism has this idea. You've kind of got the faith idea where God reaches down and he picks you up and you're saved. The Roman Catholic understanding is a bit more of God reaches down and you reach up and you catch him halfway. It's oversimplification, but That's the gist of it. So they say, oh, this is the Roman Catholic faith and deeds. Of course, at the time, this whole dialogue about faith and deeds and Roman Catholicism, there weren't Roman Catholics at the time of Jesus. So that's all redundant. So what does it really mean? Well, as I've gone through the pages of Scripture, I've looked at passages like Isaiah. And in Isaiah 61 or 65. Oh, sorry, I lost my sermon before I came in this morning. 61 verse 5. Thank you, Sam. In Isaiah 61, verse 5. Yes, thank you, Sam. It's good having an encyclopedia next to you when you're preaching. It makes you feel so much more worthwhile. In Isaiah 61, verse 5, it talks about being clothed with righteousness. Clothed with righteousness. And, of course, that would have been in the minds of the people who listened to Jesus' teaching. But of course, if you also go to the New Testament, there were passages that were written before Matthew and in which it talks about clothing. In Romans 13, 14, it speaks about clothing yourselves with the Lord Jesus and not thinking about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. What are those desires of the sinful nature? In 1 Peter 5, 5, it says, clothe yourselves with humility and to one another. For God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So humility and kindness being part of our clothing. And the really good passage comes from Colossians. And I'm going to get the Bible out now because I want to read a little passage. And we're going to finish with a passage of scripture this morning because it's truly a beautiful passage. But it talks about God's chosen people being clothed with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So there's nothing, no great deep theological thing going on here. It's just talking about the outward apparel that we have, the kind of things that we wear, the things that distinguish ourselves, being these qualities. And the qualities which we can all aspire to and achieve in part ourselves just this morning. You know, to be kind, to be humble, gentle, and patient with one another. And of course, in Colossians, it goes on to talk about the finest garment of all, being clothed with love. So let me just read this to you, and I hope that as I read it, this will sort of finish off our sermon and also just give us an insight into what Jesus was talking about. So it says this: therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Amen.